PRI, Public Radio International.
He has been associated with the fascism. Not completely wrongly. At the beginning, he put a lot of hope in the coming of the fascism, but when the fascism and Mussolini, they did the very racist law in 1938, he immediately started to understand that was wrong, and he tried to detach himself, to be connected with the fascism. After the war, this kind of sort of association has been used against him and has been practically forbidden, to perform his music. But now we are very distant. Those facts happened so long ago, so now we can just concentrate in the Casella composer and only and exclusively on his music.
Music by the most famous Italian composer almost no one knows. In a Heinz Hall premiere, Alfredo Casella, The Snake Woman, La Donna Serpente, with Gianandrea Noseda conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio brings you Robert Schumann's Second Symphony, plus the debut of Jean-Eflamme Bavouzet at Heinz Hall, playing the Piano Concerto No. 5 by Sergei Prokofiev. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Alfredo Casella was born on July 25, 1883, in Turin, Italy. He died at the end of World War II in Rome in 1947. The music you'll hear is drawn from the opera La Donna Serpente, inspired by the fairy tales of Carlo Gozzi, whose stories provided the plot for Wagner's early opera Die Feen, The Fairies. Guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda is a champion of his countrymen's music, having recorded 3 CDs of Alfredo Casella. He loves the color in a good fairy tale.
There is the march for the soldiers. Of course, it's a fairy tale, but for the kids, it doesn't make any difference. The real war, the war played with the toy soldiers. So in a way, it's a war for toy soldiers. But there is the march, there is the dream, there is a fairy tale, espressivo lines. It's full of all the emotions you could expect from a piece of music.
Guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda, who's about to conduct Alfredo Casella's The Snake Woman, La Donna Serpente, at Heinz Hall. Alfredo Casella was a terrific pianist. He prepared an edition of the Beethoven piano sonatas. At age 13, he went to the Paris Conservatory, where he studied with Gabriel Fauré. Casella was a pianist, composer, and conductor. He met Debussy and Ravel and George Enesco during his 19 years in Paris, and he had some influence from Mahler and Strauss. Casella made his American debut leading the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1921. In the years before Arthur Fiedler, Casella conducted the Boston Pops between 1927 and 1929. He brought Arnold Schoenberg to Italy to conduct Schoenberg's Piero Lunaire in 1924, and Casella was inspired by old music, Scarlatti and Paganini. The story of The Snake Woman is a classic operatic tale. The king of Tiflis, Altidor, marries the fairy princess Miranda against her father's will. Dad says that for the first 9 years and a day after the wedding, she must conceal her true identity. Then she must put Altidor's devotion through a series of tests. If after it's all over the king hasn't cursed her, she can go on living as a mortal. Otherwise, she'll lose her mortality and turn into a snake for 200 years. There's only so much a man can take, and Altidor curses Miranda. She turns into a snake, but the supernatural forces who were in favor of the wedding in the first place win in the end. The king defies fire and 3 monsters in the Caucasus. Miranda is returned to human shape and brought back to life. We'll hear 6 symphonic fragments from La Donna Serpente, beginning with the Symphonia, the prelude to Act 3, Battle and Finale, music of King Altidor's dream, the interlude, and war march to close. Gianandrea Noseda conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the symphonic fragments from The Snake Woman, La Donna Serpente, Opus 50 by Alfredo Casella. Pittsburgh Symphony Victor de Sabata guest conductor Gianandrea Noseda, conducted music by Alfredo Casella in its first performance at Heinz Hall. Symphonic fragments from La Donna Serpente, The Snake Woman, Opus 50. We heard the War March, an interlude, music of King Altidore's Dream, Battle and Finale, Prelude to Act 3, and Symphonia. The opera The Snake Woman ends happily ever after. It has never been produced in America. It was given in England in 1966. Alfredo Casella created two sets of orchestral excerpts, which we've just heard at Heinz Hall. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director Fritz Reiner was enthusiastic about Casella's music, conducting it at the Syria Mosque and across America in his travels during the 1920s. Alfredo Casella visited the White House to play for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who he said was a smiling and affable person. There were about 40 people at the dinner. In his diary, he noted the notorious and absurd Prohibition Law had been repealed just a few months before the visit to the White House. But there was one last state that had not agreed to the return of alcohol, so the guests drank the usual ice water that evening. An amusing incident took place at the end of the night when Apollinaris water was served instead of the still forbidden champagne. Casella was invited to play for the president, and as Casella tells us, the program caused some discussion between me and the presidential staff. The secretary, to whom I spoke on the telephone, emphasized the desirability of a program which wasn't too difficult to understand. As I insisted on a trio of Beethoven, the secretary of the president asked me, "How is the music of Beethoven?" At last, the program was arranged and performed to the great satisfaction of the president and his guests. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm your host, Jim Cunningham. We have Prokofiev's fifth piano concerto on the way. So how is this Prokofiev? We'll find out with Jean-Eflam Bavouzet making his Heinz Hall debut. But next, it's Robert Schumann and the Second Symphony. Schumann was more of a pianist than an orchestrator. His symphonies have been tinkered with by a number of conductors in the interest of improving them. For Gianandrea Noseda, the Second Symphony, with its recurring theme, phrase, or fixed idea, is a masterpiece.
This is among the best symphonies ever written. I have a huge respect, a huge love for this symphony. So there is this sort of idée fixe, pom pom popim, played by the trumpet at the beginning and comes back in the second movement. In the third movement, in the finale, it's a spectacular piece. It's in C major, but the feeling is not very optimistic. There is a lot of joy, but also there is a lot of introspective feeling. There is a lot of tenderness and touching emotion in the third movement. And also at the beginning with the idée fixe is the fifth, which is the most neutral interval in music. Can be everything. But also there is another element that comes back continuously, the semitone. Is full of semitones. Also the relationship between some instruments are playing F sharp immediately after the next note is F natural in the contrabassi. This kind of frictions and dissonances, very well written, in a way a bit hidden, but I try to take it out from the score because Schumann wanted to explore new fields. And he knew to do that he had to break some rules, but he wanted, breaking the rules, to be associated to the old German school of great composers where they were able to write absolutely in a very orthodox way. So to be new, but not to be detached, disconnected by the ancestors. And that caused, I think, his craziness and his depression. But he's a fascinating composer.
Gianandrea Noseda at Heinz Hall to conduct the Symphony No. 2 in C major, Opus 61 by Robert Schumann with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 2 in C Major, Opus 61 by Robert Schumann. With John Andrea Noseda, guest conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Schumann's second was first heard in Leipzig, Germany on November 5, 1846. Felix Mendelssohn was the conductor. Composer and music director Victor Herbert conducted the first Pittsburgh performance on November 28, 1902 at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Music Hall. Life wasn't easy for Robert Schumann. He had cold feet, sleepless nights, trembling. He was afraid of heights, afraid of dying, afraid of anything higher than the second story. He was afraid of anything made of metal, including keys. He feared taking any medicine, which contributed to his fear of being poisoned. Schumann had taken mercury to cure a case of syphilis before he met Clara and before antibiotics had been invented. Many of his problems were caused by the cure. In Schumann's Second Symphony, we traveled from darkness to light with the transition from the minor to the major. Is it evidence of his mental illness, which ultimately found him in an asylum in Bonn, where he spent his last years? On the way, Prokofiev's Concerto No. 5 with Jean-Ephraim Bavouzet, piano. Jim Cunningham journeying with you into the light on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. You can hear archived concerts on demand 24 hours a day. They're all posted on WQEDFM.org. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet, and it's helpful for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. A photograph of our Victor de Sabata guest conductor, John Andrea Noseda, is included. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. Made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio comes to you from Public Radio International.